Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here. Getaway Friday, November the 19th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. And if you miss old-time Marion radio, or really old-time radio in general, you are getting your fill this morning. We have a real interesting thing that has just happened here. And I tell you, it's interesting in a lot of ways. As many of you know this, well, we're going to take the phone call here and see where this goes. It's all just completely fascinating here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
After listening to Superintendent Ronald Rusey's and your interview quite a few times, you know, and you sort of intimated that the governor changed. Well, the governor did change. You fail to mention that the state house passed a law that says the governor cannot mandate any health issues.
That is true. I
you know, that makes a big difference in the governor's power.
Yes.
All he can do is recommend.
You're right. But you know what's interesting in that whole thing to me, and I want to get your take on it. Governor DeWine absolutely knew his power was limited, and the legislature had already said they'd passed the law that was to go into effect. I think it went into effect in late June.
Yeah.
But Governor DeWine came out early and took those restrictions off.
He knew his fate, and he, you know, that he figured, why wait now when I'm going to have to do it, you know, in a few months.
Right. And I think that was what I, at least, was referring to as political. Did he do that so he didn't have to read the headlines that the legislature snatched?
Potentially, that those headlines go away.
They do. But I want... DeWine has been so badly hurt
And I know 100% before that, all he did was what he thought was best.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I have no doubt about it.
His heart was in the right place. No matter what his politics was, his heart was in the right place.
And I wonder, you know, what I always wondered was if he had ran it up, if because I really don't know what Mike DeWine thinks now, but if he did believe that the mask mandate should have stayed in place until a certain percentage of Ohioans were vaccinated, if he would have taken it up to the date that the legislature got that power, the legislature would have had to go on through a process to repeal his order.
Yeah.
Because that's what it would have been. Now, would they have done that? I don't know. I don't know what percentage of the legislature is against him.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always wondered that. And I think a lot of things that Governor DeWine did, like the Vax-a-Million, and I think people felt that was political. And he does have to get reelected.
Right.
You know, if he's not reelected, he can't do anything.
But I think in general, in state and stuff, I don't believe in passing any mandate or any law that takes the responsibility away from the individual and gives them the right to choose.
Right, and I think that's a big thing, big question in Ohio right now, and other states as well, through the country.
Yep.
You know,
that's why Biden's all his, you know, all of his mandates have ended up in court and are not instituted yet either.
Did you think that when the vaccination became available that the numbers would be this low?
No. I believe in science, and I can't see where politics should enter in to anybody's health.
Right, and I think that's the confusion that the politicians are in right now. Is that they're saying,
right.
I don't think they want to mandate anything.
Right.
But I think they're saying when left up to the citizens' own devices, they're not doing it.
Yep.
And how long can we go along hurting industry and business because people are getting sick
right.
and dying?
Exactly.
So it's a big tug of war.
Everything ends up to be a negative against you if you do.
It really does.
And for the other half, it ends up against you if you don't do the other, you know?
Exactly.
You're never going to be more than 50%, you know, right or 50% approved.
No, and I think especially Superintendent Arruci, which I believe he says during that segment, his mother died from this.
Right.
And
right.
I think that's
right.
personal to him.
He recognizes what anybody that's the head of anything, what the pressure they're under.
Right, and I think that's why, in his opinion, you know, and he's facing a tough thing here because, you know, he's, right now there is a mask mandate. He was the first one. The
right.
Marion City Schools were
right.
the first one, but now they're saying they're going to lift it after Thanksgiving break. Now,
yep. they're going to make it, going to go back to make it a personal choice.
Right.
You know, you wear a mask if you want to protect yourself in those cases.
Well, I've always said, God forbid, though, if a kid dies.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
how.
Well, it all depends on if that kid was wearing a mask or not.
Yeah, that'll be a question.
Otherwise, it goes back to the parents.
Yeah, it'll be a question. What do you make of this whole dog collar situation?
I think I'm like you. I don't think he ever stole it because of value. He either stole it because somebody paid him to steal it, or he stole it because he was some sort of a collector, and I don't think it's destroyed, but I think the right thing to do is what that lady did, offer a reward. You know, you offer enough money, anybody will tell their neighbor. You know?
Well, that's it, and you know, I mean, to be honest with you,
if my neighbor took it, I'd tell on him.
Well, exactly. You know, and that lady's going to start looking who called earlier
that's
on.
Right.
But the odd thing about it is, to me, is that 9.5 years
yeah.
and nobody knows anything. Well, somebody
yeah.
knows something.
Well, you know, one of the problems is the Historical Society could hardly offer a reward. You know, that's just... that what that does is open up to other criminals and said, hey, if I can steal that, you know, maybe I can collect a reward too. You know,
it's interesting to me because it's my understanding, you know, we give Dick Carey credit for returning Lady Justice
right.
and Charlie
right.
for talking about it. But the truth of the matter is, if Maxine Neff had never called in and offered...
You don't know. That's right, you don't know.
Right, you don't know.
We maybe still wouldn't have her.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, and Dick Carey, I think the only reason he ended up turning her over from his own mouth was because Charlie was now
right,
talking
right.
about it.
Charlie knew it, and,
yeah.
and you know, once Charlie knew it...
Yeah, well, it's going to get around.
Right.
Right. So I think, and I don't think Charlie would have been in that into
And I think Maxine knew who to call.
Right, right. And I think at this point, you know, if you're listening in Marion or you know anything, I don't even think that dog, now, that it's President Harding's dog's dog collar, yes, the value would probably be higher. But the gold on that, I doubt, is worth
$1,000. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, you may be talking that $1,000, you know.
Right, right. So at this point, and the other thing in this whole bit is that, to be honest, how would anybody know the person who returned it was the person who took it?
Right, right.
You'd have a hard time proving that.
Oh, yeah.
So
he could have called up Dick Carey.
He could have, maybe.
Right.
Dick Carey might show up here one day with a
story
dog collar.
For me, Dick.
Yeah, that's right. How did this all happen?
Right.
Hey, good to talk with you.
Good, thanks.
Thank you, bye-bye. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And what our good friend Ernie and I were talking about there is, if you just tuned in, and it really is just about as spontaneous as anything's going to happen. We've been talking about this Harding dog collar for a long time. It's an artifact that was stolen from the Harding home 9.5 years ago, back in 2012. I believe July of 2012. We've never heard any leads on it. We don't know where it is. We don't know what happened to it. And a caller, a lady who wishes to remain anonymous. And that's exactly, I think when somebody wants that, that's what you do. This person wishes to remain anonymous, called in the last hour and said that if this dog collar is returned through this radio station, an intermediary here, she will give a $1,000 reward. And during the break, I talked to somebody else here at the radio station, and I said, now, I want you to witness this all going down, so it's not just on me that it happened. So this whole $1,000 will be handled by somebody else here at the radio station, too. There will be a witness. There will be somebody else there. So there's that. And what probably will happen is if the dog collar doesn't show up in the next week or so, we will take the money. We don't have the money yet, but when the money comes, we will take it to the bank, and we will put it in the bank under its own account, and that's where it'll be. And we'll tell the bank that if anybody wants to call in and verify that the money is there, they can do that. And then if the dog collar shows up, or we get any information on the dog collar that leads to the dog collar, we'll take the money out, I guess, and give it to that person, who may also wish to remain anonymous at this particular point, which you can. And if it leads to the return of the dog collar in this holiday season, why is this a bad thing? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, my hat's off to DeWine. I mean, I was never a big DeWine fan, but the way he came out early on this, and Dr. Atkins, it, you know, it's just a shame, you know, what she went through, too. But I wish I could vote in a Republican primary, because I'd vote for him, you know. And I consider giving him my vote, you know, later on, which I am a Democrat, and I do like Nan Whaley, but you know, he had the responsibility, and, you know, he did it. He probably knew it was going to hurt him. But I think he, you know, come out and did the right thing. You know, being a Republican, you know, a lot of Republicans, you know, thought it was a hoax anyhow, you know.
Well, what do you make, and I just want to come back to Lady Justice for a second, that our friend Ernie there, who obviously knows a lot about the texture, that the old Lady Justice being made of fiberglass couldn't have been repaired.
Oh, I think it could have been repaired. That could have been ground off of it.
I don't know. You know, and again, I'm not saying that there's...
I think it's a shame it's not the original one. It kind of takes from it.
Well, the truth is, we'll probably never know.
No, we probably never know.
Probably we'll never know.
You know, what we went through in this saga. And then to have, you know, if this ain't the same Lady Justice, you know, I think it takes away from, you know, Charlie's effort and, you know, the lady that, you know, offered the money to, you know, get her back and...
Well, I just, you know, again, and I'm not doubting that it is, I just would like to hear why feet were put on it and why we can't find it. Why we can't find the time capsule.
Yeah, where the time capsule's at.
If you can provide those two objects, I mean, at that point, there's really nothing to talk about.
Well, somebody should have took the time capsule out of it before it went back to be repaired. I mean, you know, sometimes I just wonder, I know we got a lot of good people running the city and stuff, but how do mistakes like that happen? How does this stuff happen, you know?
Well, see, here's my question, and none of them will respond, so I can't, I mean, you can't ask. It's an interesting thing, but did they ever have it? See, that's the question. I can't imagine if the commissioners ever had it that they would lose it. So if they never had it, did the person who refurbished it ever take it out? Has anybody ever called that person to see if they have it? I don't understand that.
Well, somebody from the county or somebody should have, when it came down, you know, checked to see if it was actually even in it. Somebody might have climbed up there during the night and took it.
Well,
my
understanding is it was on the inside, so that's why I don't think it could ever be put back in there, because it's sealed down again. But I just, there's something wrong with that. Now, hey, bring the time capsule up here to the radio station and show it to us, and I think there'll be a lot less doubt if it's the same Lady Justice or not. But I don't get it. The whole thing is very strange. And you know what? I never would have noticed it if they had not put all those pictures online. So, you know, I guess the product of the internet is what has brought this all about.
And social media and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I never would have noticed that the old one didn't have feet and the new one does. And I never would have noticed that there was a blindfold on it, and I never would have noticed that the time capsule was missing. I don't know how it didn't just fall out when they got it down. It's odd.
But this is what I enjoy, you know, mostly about your program, is when people call in and, you know, discuss and get involved in situations like this.
Right. Well, I like doing trivia, but to me, this is more interesting because I think we're learning a lot.
Right, and it's more interesting a lot of times than the interviews you do. I mean, some of them are really fascinating, but then there's sometimes that, you know, it's not really something. But you know, having the people talk and discuss about the problems and things going on in the city, and getting everybody's opinion. You know, that's what I enjoy.
Well, and that's why we're here.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 34 minutes past the hour. And I just want to make clear again to the judge and to the county commissioners and to anybody involved in this whole Lady Justice thing. I am not saying that they switched to Lady Justice. I'm just curious what the answers are to these two questions. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You know, one thing you got to think about is that, 40 years ago, Kenny was working at Whirlpool, and Andy Appelfeller was a state patrolman, and the other guy worked for GTE, and, you know, none of them was around when this happened the first time. Nobody at the courthouse is probably still around. They haven't worked there 40 years, you know. The problem is nobody may have had knowledge of anything.
Well, but here's the odd thing, Ernie, about this whole bit. And let me just pull this up so I have it. What is odd is because, you know, Charlie kept talking about it for years. And
yeah.
I certainly was aware of it.
Right.
And when I sent the judge, when I knew that Lady Justice was going to go back up early, which I also found that strange.
Right, that's why I think it's so.
Yeah, why is it going back up early?
Right.
When I emailed the judge, now this is the email, and I can show this to anybody. I worded this kind of weirdly, but I sent a message to the judge on November 8th at 10:02 a.m., and I said, is the stuff that was in Lady Justice going back up with her? And the judge responded to me on November 10th at 11:05 a.m. and said the contractor gave the time capsule to the county commissioners.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are really...
The judge said that?
The judge said that.
Wow.
And
yeah.
he said they are really in charge of this project.
So they should know. You know, they're the responsible party right now.
Right. But then when our friend went up and asked
him
on
Tuesday. We don't know nothing.
Yeah, we lost it. So.
That's a little strange. You need to send a copy of that response from the judge to the county commissioners.
Well, that's why I'm baffled, because the judge, by the way, does say they are really in charge of this project.
Right.
So I guess the county commissioners really oversaw this whole thing.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So the judge, I guess, really doesn't have much of a hand in it.
Yeah. But if he said they handed it to it, he knows that. you got to believe what the judge says.
Oh, I believe the judge wholeheartedly.
Right.
And his final line was, he said, "You would have to ask them what they intend to do with the time capsule."
I'd send them a copy of that email and ask them.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Well, it's just shocking to me that the idea that they didn't know is out the window.
I didn't know that somebody said that yes, they were given it. So that sheds a whole different light on that whole thing of the responsibility of the county commissioners.
Right. So, but it's just a simple thing. I mean, if it just didn't get put up in there, I don't know what the big issue is. Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Telephone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, another mystery for us today. 38 minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz here if you have anything to say. You certainly have said things for the last 2.5 hours, and I appreciate that. That's what we like here. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I have a question about the pipe.
Yeah.
Would the people that you know that took her to be to revenate, I can't say her, to
restore
her?
Yeah.
Would they have known about the pipe, and did they think it was something maybe that shouldn't be there, and they maybe took it out and didn't put it back or something?
Well, I don't know. It according to according to what I'm aware, the county commissioners knew that apparently they had the time capsule, the PVC pipe. But when they were asked on Tuesday morning if it was going back up in Lady Justice, they said they didn't know where it was. So I really have no idea at this point.
Well, I would have thought that they would have left it there, then the people that fixed her, they would put it back in and she'd come back. I don't know. To me, well, see, I think I did remember hearing that, but I would have thought that they would have left it in, and then they would have somehow, I don't know how they attached it or something, the people that, you know, that redid it would have put it back in. That didn't...
Well, that's what's odd. You know, that is what makes a lot of... a lot of questions over people's head. Because to be honest with you, most people who wrote about this in the Marion Star and who've commented on this on Facebook, they don't have any idea about the time capsule. But it was in there.
Yeah.
We do know that.
Maybe when stuff goes like that, like the person that came years ago and was supposed to, you know, take her to fix her and stuff, and they didn't know who it was, maybe they need somebody to sign this stuff, you know, about it. And what I feel bad about, if somehow somebody said, well, that person had come back and taken her, you know, and didn't take her, had stolen her, and got in trouble. But when they do stuff like this, like the time capsule, somebody should, whoever took it, there should be a ledger thing where they sign, you know, that they've got it. And it wouldn't be this much trouble, you know, because apparently they're not responsible, you know, whoever's doing a lot of this stuff. You know, make a note of it. That's what I mean, you know. Document it where they've, you know, and then know, like, well, Mr. Smith took it, you know, and then we know to check with Mr. Smith to get it back.
Right. Well, you know, I'm sure it's somewhere. I can't imagine, and I don't know if any of Louis Wickersham's relatives are still around here. I don't know if he had kids. I don't know really anything about that, but... that was, to me, probably the important item that was in that time capsule.
Well, what did the pipe look like? Did it just look like a metal pipe, or was it thin or big?
It was my understanding it was a PVC pipe that somehow was put up in there. I don't know if there was some kind of opening at the bottom under the feet of Lady Jess. I don't know how that all got put in there. But
somebody could have thought it was just piece of pipe and tossed it, maybe. I mean, you know, like, not a cleaning person, you know, but somebody. That's,
you know. But we are aware that the county commissioners were aware of it as of last week. So that's why I don't understand how it turned up missing.
Yeah, and then about DeWine, I don't know if, I don't pay that much attention to stuff, if you're supposed to wear a mask or not or whatever. But I think he would do what was in the best interest of the people, because I think one of his children died. You know, I don't know if he was a teenager in a wreck or something. And I think he would use his best, you know, what he thought was best for the people. I actually do, you know, whether it was, it would hurt him or not, because they say once you, you know, a you never get over a child dying. Your parents, you know, they're going to die and stuff. But they say that's one thing you never get over is losing a child. And I think he would do, if it even cost him, if he ran the next time, I think he would do what, you know,
right.
You know, what he thought was the right thing to do on that and everything. I think most people would. But I know when I go out, I don't have a shot, but I don't go out that much. But I wear my mask, and that, if I go to Kroger's every 4 to 6 weeks, and then I might dart into Family Dollar. But when I go out, I don't see anybody wear masks, and I don't think, you know, hardly anybody. And I would say a lot of them probably don't have a shot, and they said even if you have the shot, you could still give it to people. You know, you might not get sick, but you could still give it to people.
Well,
and if I did have the shot, I would wear the mask anyway, you know, to be double safe so somebody didn't get it.
Well, at this point, I guess, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. There really are no restrictions in place right now. And, you know, how we all come out at the end, who knows?
Yeah. It's a shame that had to happen. We were doing so good and stuff, and this really, really put a thing in it. So
we'll see how it all shakes out this holiday season.
Well, I don't know. Thanksgiving, sometimes at the airport I see a bunch of people and they don't have masks, but you know, if there's going to be a lot of traveling, and I don't know, I look for it to really pick up after Thanksgiving, so.
We'll see what happens. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, you are here on quite an historic morning, really, for WWGH Radio, and it is, by the way, WWGH, the WGH does stand for Warren G. Harding, but on this morning, a little over an hour ago, I think it's been now, or just right around an hour ago, we had a caller call in. You know, we've been talking about this Harding Laddie Boy dog collar for quite a while on this station. It's been going for 9.5 years now. And we had a caller call in who wishes to remain anonymous, but said that they will offer a $1,000 reward for the return of this dog collar. Now, this is a new wrinkle in this entire situation, because I don't believe anybody ever offered any money for the return of this dog collar, which has been gone 9.5 years. Lady Justice was gone 28 years. Harding's love letters were under lock and key for about 50, and so I guess the dog collar's really been gone in a small amount of time in regard to those things, but $1,000 reward has been offered for the return of Harding's dog collar. So if you know anything about it, or you have it, or you know who has it, you can give us a buzz here, because the person who called in said they would like us to be the intermediary here in this situation. So the deal is, this is not a charity. This is not a, we're not asking for money, but somebody pledged $1,000. And what will happen is, when that money comes in, myself and somebody else from the radio station, we'll put that, it's private money, we will put that in to a bank account, and people can call and check on it if they like to see if it's in there. And if the dog collar shows up, or if somebody shows up that leads us to the dog collar, I guess they'll get the $1,000 is how that goes. So if you have any information, go right ahead, let us know. 740-383-9944. Or if you have any thoughts on this whole situation, the reward, the dog collar, I cannot believe to this day that nobody knows anything. Maybe you don't know where it is, but I'm sure that somebody has heard a story. I'm sure that somebody has seen it since its departure from the Harding home. I'm sure something has happened along the way. So if you know anything, give us a buzz. Here we are. 740-383-9944. And do you think this amount of money will cause its return? You know, $1,000 is not chump change. That's a little bit of dough. I'm not even sure that the gold plating on the collar would be worth $1,000. I don't know exactly how much gold goes for these days, but I don't even think it would be worth that much. And to be honest, you can't sell the collar as being a Harding artifact because somebody's going to obviously realize that what it is, because you're going to have to tell them it's an artifact if you're going to want that type of money out of it. And again, if you're skittish here, if you brought it to the radio station, I would not know who you were. If you brought it in a box and laid it here, I might think you were... I mean, we get candy, we get sodas, we get tickets, we get... I mean, somebody brought a candy dish in the other day. We get stuff here all the time. If you brought a bag up, I wouldn't even have an idea what was in it until I opened it. So, that's how that story goes. So, does anybody have any information on it, the dog collar, or know anything at all about it? And again, you do not have to give your name. I certainly would not force that issue. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Or anything else we've talked about this morning. It's been kind of an interesting morning. We've had an ongoing conversation for about 2.5 hours now. It's been a lot of fun. And again, I just want to say, to make it very clear about the whole Lady Justice situation, I'm not saying they did get a new Lady Justice. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that when I looked at the two pictures, what was odd to me was that the Lady Justice that went back up on the courthouse on Tuesday had feet. And I'm not really sure what the purpose would be to put feet on her. I get the blindfold. The blindfold was added, you know, Justice is blind. I get that. But I don't know why feet were put on her. And if you look at a picture of Lady Justice from 1980, she didn't have any feet. You know, it was all covered by her gown. And then the other thing, of course, that makes this very interesting is the loss of the time capsule. You know, there was a time capsule in there that had Louis Wickersham's gavel, a picture of the Chuckwagon Pals, and some other various items. And as of Tuesday morning, when Lady Justice went back up on the courthouse, the county commissioners and the judge both said they had no idea where that time capsule was, that it had been lost. Which, you know, the irony in that is tremendous, because obviously Lady Justice was lost for 28 years. So there you go. So those are the two things that are odd about the whole situation. Again, odd. It doesn't mean that it is a new Lady Justice. Not saying that at all, but odd. And then we had one of our friends call in this morning and explain to us that the old Lady Justice was fiberglass and that it would have been very hard to repair that, so that this person did believe it was a new Lady Justice, because the fiberglass would have been hard to repair. But those are just opinions, and that's what we're here for. 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, we got about 10 minutes left in this particular segment. 740-383-9944. All right, here comes a phone call. Stirring up trouble all over the place this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Scott, here's the scoop. I just called the commissioner's office.
Oh, you called the commissioner's office?
Yes, I called the commissioner's
office. Here we go.
That is the same Lady Justice.
Okay.
They said that they did not replace it. They just totally refurbished it.
Okay.
And I gave them the radio station's phone number. The switchboard operator said that she thought the time capsule was in the office, and she's going to have, you know, she's going to give the message to whatever commissioner, I don't know, you never said a name or anything, but she's going to give them the information that I gave them, and hopefully sometime they will call you. And I told them that, you know, probably, I wasn't sure, but probably the Historical Society would like to have it. I said, mate, you know, it's mostly important, I think, because of what's in it and the fact that Charlie Evers put it in there.
I would say so. I would like it to stop by here for a minute so we could see Louis Wickersham's gavel. I've never seen it.
Yeah,
and what's in there. But sure, it could go into the Historical Society.
If the county commissioners call you, because I gave them the radio station's number, So if the county commissioners get a hold of you guys sometime next week, I wouldn't expect a call today.
So it is? It is the same? Do we know why they put feet on her?
No, I didn't ask her that.
That's interesting. Well, maybe we'll get an answer to that.
I just asked her if it was replaced or if it was, because I was thinking if it was replaced, then the original one should go to the Historical Society.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a very interesting point.
But she said it was the same one. They just totally refurbished it.
All right. Well, you know, I'll take their word. If that's what happened, that's what happened. I would just be interested to know who put the feet on it.
Well, if you get to talk to a county commissioner, you can ask them.
I will do that.
You're better at asking questions than I am.
Well, those are the two questions, and when they call in, I'm sure they will be more than glad to let us know.
Oh, yeah. Now, like I said, I wouldn't expect a call today, but...
No, and if it happens next week, it happens next week. They're just up the road. Maybe they'll come on over here.
Maybe.
Hey.
You never know.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate that.
Okay,
bye-bye. Well, one of our listeners there called over to the county commissioner's office this morning, so there you heard it. We probably will get a call from a county commissioner here before long, probably in the next week, I would say. They say she was refurbished, and if that's their story, well, why would I doubt it? So, apparently it is still the same Lady Justice, and maybe we'll get to ask them why they added the blindfold and the feet. That'd be interesting to know. Little things like, I'm curious about little stuff like that. And apparently, the switchboard operator believes that the time capsule is up at the commissioner's office, not lost. So hopefully, maybe we'll get to see that the contents of that time capsule here at the station, and then we can send that over to the Historical Society, where it will remain forever, which that would be a nice thing as well. All right. Phone line still open, 740-383-9944. 6 minutes left in this particular segment. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. What an eventful morning here on WWGH Radio. And also, don't forget, next Wednesday, we're having the big pre-Thanksgiving celebration here that morning, 8 a.m. until, we'll be on the air. I'll be on with Glenn that day till noon. And we're going to have, if you can believe this, coming from Columbus, we're going to have turkey stuffed pizza, which one of our listeners has named Terpizza. It's coming from Columbus, from the people who used to own the Great Race Pizza Shop here in Marion. So that'll be going on next Wednesday, and we're going to invite some people in for that to try this pizza out, or this turkey. I don't know if it's a turkey or a pizza. I guess we'll find out next Wednesday. And I think they're going to bring some pumpkin pies and Cool Whip and beverage to choke back this turkey. Then, the day after Thanksgiving, you'll want to be with us. We won't be on the air live Thanksgiving Day, but the day after Thanksgiving, you'll want to be with us, because this year we have, and I haven't seen it yet, but apparently somebody is making us an official WWGH Radio tree topper for the top of our studio tree, which will be put up next Friday morning, a week from today, 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., and we will have the topping of the WWGH tree with this brand new WWGH handmade tree topper. Well, that'll, you know, that makes that whole thing in Rockefeller Center just looks like they're a playground. I mean, we got the real stuff going on here in Marion. Hey, you know what? Maybe we could put Lady Justice up on top of the tree. How about that? We'll just stick her right up on top of the tree. And maybe put the dog collar on there as an ornament. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have any thoughts on anything. Hey, by the way, if it's a Lady Justice tree topper, we'll have to give one of those to... It'd be nice to have one for the studio, and then one we could maybe do a big drawing and give away to a listener. That'd be a lot of fun. 740-383-9944. About 3 minutes left in this segment. Anything that's on your mind, give us a buzz. We've loved hearing from you all morning and would love to continue hearing from you this morning. always interesting to hear from the listeners and their opinions on everything. You guys know a lot more than I do when it comes to things going on around the town, and through calling in, you inform me, but also inform everybody who's listening to this station, and we appreciate that. About 3 minutes left to go here. If you've been thinking about calling in, now's the time. And coincidentally, if you've been thinking about coming clean about this Laddie Boy dog collar, hey, here's your shot. $1,000 could come your way. The reward that has been offered, and again, by an anonymous person, does not want to be known who this person is, and we will honor that. And as I said, we will have somebody else here from the station taking care of the money portion of this. So all I will be doing is seeing the return of the dog collar happen, if that so should happen. But again, I just love the idea that this has come about during the holiday season. You need a good story from time to time. Not always politics, not always theft, murder, drugs, all that sort of thing. You know, sometimes it's just nice to have a good old story. And can you imagine any better story than an anonymous person offering a reward for the return of President Harding's dog collar, and what if it does turn back up? What a tremendous story that would be for Marion, and really for the state of Ohio. That would be a real feel-good story. So if you do have this dog collar, or you know where it is, there's a reason to return it now. $1,000 on the table. And it would be the right thing to do. You know, maybe you did the wrong thing 9 years ago when you took it, but now is your chance to do the right thing. You know, we talk about that a lot on this station, that it's never over. You always have the chance to right your wrongs. You don't have to live with something you did wrong forever if you change it. And there's always time to change it. So if you, and again, if you walked it in here right now and said this was a gift for the holiday and walked out, you know, I probably would have no idea who you were anyway. So I couldn't say anything to begin with. And that's the truth of the matter. That's honesty. 740-383-9944. About 20 seconds left here before we go to the top of the hour features. And then we will return on the opposite side of that with a whole lot of interesting stuff. What an historic morning here on WWGH Radio. And that's the way it goes. Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 11:10 until 12 p.m., and then I'll be back from 12 to 1. Stay tuned.
Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining